Well, I'm coming here with something that's shocking to me and very sad. Today, evidently, Janelle's son, Garrison, has died at the age of 25 in an apparent suicide. And at first I read that, I'm like, that can't be right. That can't be right. He's the one of the few that seemed to really have his shit together on the show. My Logan right up there too. But Garrison, you know, he was the one that was in the military. Wasn't he the one that was going to be a nurse? Or maybe there were a couple of them that were. But it said TMZ, which I know you're like, oh, that's a tabloid. Anything that's celebrity related that goes down, TMZ is always the first. And they're usually, oddly enough, the most accurate. It says at 2:34 p.m. Pacific time, Janelle Brown just addressed Garrison's death, taking to social media to post a photo of her boy and writing, quote, Cody and I are deeply saddened to announce the loss of our beautiful boy, Robert Garrison Brown. He was a bright spot in the lives of all that knew him. She adds, his loss will leave such a big hole in our lives that it takes our breath away. We ask for you to please respect our privacy and join us in honoring his memory. I am so shocked. I mean, I don't really follow any of them's social media, really, and I haven't followed his, so I'm not sure what was going on in his life. I know he was the one that had just bought the house. Of course, we're, you know, a few seasons behind what's actually going on, but yeah, he bought a house. He seemed to really have his shit together. It says in here, the sister wives star who appeared alongside his mother and father, Cody Brown, on the hit TV series over the years, passed away Tuesday in Flagstaff, Arizona, where he had his own home after having moved away from his family. Man, because if you remember in the episode when they're all kind of talking, you know, gosh, Gwen, I think, was sitting there and, you know, Gabe and whatnot, and they were just talking about, you know, how he didn't need his dad anymore, and, he got this house, he's doing well. The TMZ article goes on to say, Flagstaff Police Department tells us officers responded to Garrison's home Tuesday morning on a report of a death, and when they arrived, they discovered him dead at the scene. We're told Garrison appears to have suffered from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Oh, man, that's hard. That is hard. And oddly enough, what does Cody sell? Guns or gun accessories or both? Oh, man. We're told no foul play is suspected, and for now the police are looking into this as an apparent suicide. Flagstaff police say Garrison's brother, Gabriel, arrived at the house and found him there. No word on whether there was a note left behind. We're told an investigation is underway. Oh my God. And it gets just worse. And you know how sensitive Gabe is. And for Gabe to be the one to find him, I'm curious, was Gabe living with him at the time? I mean, obviously he had access to the house, but The article goes on to say Garrison had appeared on Sister Wives since it first aired on the network way back in 2010 when he was just a kid. The series chronicles his dad's polygamous lifestyle in Utah, where Cody had multiple wives. Janelle was one of them until they got divorced last year. So TMZ's sticking with it. They're divorced, which I think we all assumed. It goes on to say, as for Garrison, he's one of Cody's many children and has several siblings and half-siblings, many of whom were also featured on the show. All in all, he's Cody and Janelle's fourth child. He has five direct siblings and two other half-siblings from different marriages. I'm not sure what that means. All right. He's got a lot more than that as far as half-siblings goes. But anyway, while he and his family lived in Utah at first, they eventually moved to Vegas. And as he came of age, Garrison showed an interest in enlisting in the armed services. While he wanted to join the Army, Garrison ended up signing up for the National Guard. Garrison moved out of his parents' house a few years ago during the pandemic, viewed within the family over COVID and the strict rules Cody was enforcing. In the end, Garrison ended up buying his own home in Arizona and has lived there since 2021. The guy's pretty active on social media as well, documenting his life and his pets. Oh, there's a picture of him holding a cat. Oh, and he looks so much like Savannah in this picture. I'll have to post that around. It says, his last post on Instagram features him with a new cat, he said, and he'd welcome into the household a feline he called Miss Buttons. He described the cat in this way, newest addition to my home, Miss Buttons. She's 9 years old and was on the line for euthanasia, but my savior complex couldn't suffice. The article says, it's an absolute tragedy for his loved ones, especially for Janelle, who just announced she recently experienced a cancer scare and had 2 precancerous spots removed. Holy fuck, I didn't hear about this either, but oh, okay, there's a picture of her with a scab on her lips, I guess. Because we've always noticed that there was something with their lips, and somebody had said at one point that it, up on her lip that they thought it was a cancer. And it looks like this is her bottom lip, so that's, oh yeah, I can see 2 spots on here now, so I guess that was a cancerous thing removed. Oh, yikes! So Janelle's post addressing this says, posting this picture is a reminder to get your skin checked, even if you have always been careful about sunscreen. I am, and always have been. You have to when you're as fair as I am. I had a basal cell carcinoma removed right after COVID. I go in annually to have a head-to-toe check. Today I had 2 precancerous spots frozen and a tiny lump removed from my lip. Oh my god. Let me see if I can see what a date on this is. I don't know. If you looked at her profile, you'd be able to see it. She says, yes, it is a pain to schedule an appointment when you are so busy. And yes, there is a small amount of discomfort, but 2 precancerous spots stopped in their tracks. And she says, worth it. So cancer prevention. Okay, the article finishes saying Garrison is survived by many family members and loved ones. He was only 25 years old. Man, I don't really, like I said, I don't really follow any of his social media, so I'm not really sure, you know, what was going on, like where he was at in this. It's just heartbreaking. I can't even imagine what it feels like to be Janelle right now. I mean, this is so sad and so just heart-wrenching. And that picture where he talks about getting the new cat, he posted that on March 1st. Just 4 days ago, he gets a new cat. I found his Instagram now that I've been looking, and, you know, it's so hard to judge somebody from the face that they put on the internet. You know, of course, this is Instagram, because only old people like me use Facebook, it would appear. But I mean, these pictures that I'm seeing, it's just like he's traveling all over the place. Went to Europe, I guess, not long ago. He's got pets. I mean, he just looks happy. I mean, I guess everybody looks happy. I mean, there's another picture or two with like a couple of cats he's got, and then this other one he just adopted. I mean, he seems very active. He seems like he's all over the place. Plus also, you know, being in the military. I'm not sure what he did for a living. I'm sure they've said it on the show and I just don't remember. But man, you know, I mean, he had to be so proud of himself with having the new house and, you know, just got a pet. And it's just crazy. There's one, I don't know from how far back this is, saying that back in Cambodia in the morning, he ever yearns for the jungle and smells of the sulfur burning in his nostrils. This will be his last tour. Talking about a cat. I'm assuming a cat that it looks like a cat he adopted. I mean, yeah, you can't really judge by the internet and social media. Everybody puts their good face on, you know, and it's just, you really don't know what's under the surface and what's really going on with someone. It just absolutely breaks my heart for him and for his family and his friends. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if, you know, there was a note. I mean, I'm sure we want the privacy for the family, But, you know, when you have somebody that's been in your life, even if it's television-wise, for what, 14 years now? I mean, it's easy to see how you become a little invested. And you want to know, even though it's none of your business, you still want to know. Because they become sort of a surrogate family to you. And I just have to say, no matter how much I dislike Cody, I feel sorry for him having to go through this, losing the first child. This is the first child that has passed before he has. And I've got a child myself, and I really hope I die before her, because I can't imagine how gut-wrenching that is to deal with the loss of a child, because you always expect to live longer than them. You always expect that you're obviously going to be the one to pass. And when that doesn't come true, it's just, it shakes your entire world. I can only imagine. So, man, my heart goes out to the entire family, especially Janelle. She seems just like a love bug. And I know that Christine is really close with Janelle's family too. Yeah, obviously considers them her children as well. So my heart goes out to the entire family. And love the ones around you. Give everybody you love a big hug. Let them know what they mean to you and how much you love them, because tomorrow is not promised. There was a mutual friend, like a friend of a friend, I didn't really know her, that they just found her body the other day in a creek. She'd been missing for a couple of weeks. And they've seen her car around. It's been captured on cameras going in and out of another city that she doesn't live in, but relatively close. And so somebody's driving around in her car, you know, who most likely is the one that killed her. And here she's probably, God knows how long she was, her body was found, and people desperately searching for her. So tomorrow is not promised. We could go in an accident. We could be murdered. We could take our own life. I mean, a lot of us may be going through crazy hardships that we don't share with others. I mean, I'm going through things myself that I'm not sharing, but some people, you may be thinking, oh yeah, I could see them killing themselves, but then some, you can't imagine. And you hope that nothing like that would happen. You would hope that they would be able to talk to someone, you know, that you would be at least someone that they want to reach out to and talk to. So, excuse me while I get a little teary here, but, yeah, like I said, just love the ones, around you. Tell everybody you love them. Give them an extra hug tonight, and y'all have a good rest of the night.